Back at Butler High School, Ron Willison along with Craig Lucas. Tornado will send back Stephen Green, a sophomore, one of the deep backs. Zach Slomers is the other. Carter Breen is the kicker for the Knights, who are in their road white jerseys, blue helmets, blue numerals, the Tornado in their home blues with the gold helmets and gold numerals. Thanks for joining us here tonight here on WBET Friday night. High school football, the Tornado and Knights. Breen will kick it off, and it's a line drive kick that may go out of bounds. Nope, it's going to take a big hop and picked up by Green at about the 7-yard line, and he'll get to the 18, it appears, and that's where Butler will go out on offense, first down and 10.
There's a nice placement to the kick because it's almost in a no-man's land. You almost want to let that go because if you could, obviously you get the penalty, you get the bonus yardage and so forth, but I don't know if it's actually going to get its way out there.
I don't think
dying.
So either.
Yeah, it was dying pretty quick.
I think he made a pretty good decision there.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll spot the football at the 17-yard line. And Kyler Callahan will run out, and looks like he'll get the start at quarterback. Kyler Callahan, the senior. Butler will move right to left. And they'll come out in the shotgun on first down. Wideouts to either side and a slot receiver. And Callahan will run with it on first down. He'll go over right tackle, actually around right end, across the 20, and a good run by Kyler Callahan. Gets to about the 24-yard line. That's a gain of 7.
And what was nice to see, we saw some offensive linemen getting on their blocks, pushing the guys downfield, opening some holes up. Yeah, I don't know if you can tell, but there's a lot of nice gaps that naturally opened up in there. That was really good to see. Good first play for the Tornado line.
Ball on the right hash, the far hash as we see it. As I mentioned, Butler moving right to left. Nice cool evening here at Butler High School. Second down and 3 from the 24. Noah Sespico, one of the wideouts, coming to the near side. And they'll empty the backfield on second down. Chris Mertz goes in motion. They'll fake the handoff to him, and Callahan up the middle. He has a first down and more across the 30 to the 32-yard line. The Tornado will move the sticks.
Another great play there by the offensive line, getting things opened up in there, kind of exploiting what this defensive front is trying to give them. They're doing actually kind of wider splits there. You don't really have much pressure on, we'll say, that guard center gap. They're going almost head up to a little outside shoulder of the guards, which is causing a lot of nice separation for our center, so he can get on the linebackers pretty quick.
Butler will put 3 receivers to the near side and a single wide out to the short side of the field on first down. And Callahan will keep it. He'll go to the left side. Cuts it back up the middle across the 35 to the 39, 40-yard line. Another gain of about 7 for Kyler Callahan.
And that's good. These are all confidence-building plays. You're seeing that, okay, we're not getting blown back in the backfield here, and we're not, you know, busting a play up here. You've had 3 straight positive yardage plays, and big plays, too.
Yep, 7, 8, and 7 on the first 3 plays. Second down and 3. Just underway, no score. Callahan will have Mertz as a sidecar to his left on second down. He'll keep it himself. He'll try the left side again. Shakes a tackle across the 40. He's thrown to the turf at the 41-yard line. Coming up to make the hit was Gianni Rizzo of Norwin. And he'll be just short of the first down.
And that's where that little backyard mentality of Kyler Callahan comes into the play there, that sometimes really gets him burnt in the backfield. If he just runs that out, he's got the first down. But he's always trying to do that like little juke cutback thing. Backyard football works great. But when you have 11 guys chasing you, someone's going to get you. When you stop, they're right on you.
Third down and 1. And he'll keep it. He'll get the first down and more, 45 midfield and into Norwin territory. Tackled just shy of the Norwin 49-yard line. The Tornado on the march.
And that's what he had to do. He just had to read the gap. It opened up nicely between the guard and center on the left-hand side there. All he did was go straight up the field. That's what you got to do. You can't go side to side. You got to go straight up the field.
And they'll mark it right at midfield at the 50-yard line. That's where his knee touched the turf. And the drive continues. This will be the sixth play of the drive. First down and 10. Mitchell Wong, one of the wideouts this time with Sespico. Mertz goes in motion again. He'll hand him the football on the sweep. Chris Mertz cuts it up 45-40, first down into the Norwin Knight territory all the way down to the 36-yard line.
Great block in that time on the backside. That's a nice time to set that up. You've gone left, 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 middle, left. Now take it around to the right. Oh, that's a great job. It's great play calling.
Austin Rogers runs a play into Kyler Callahan. Butler on the move.
I tell you, when you've had a team you've played with and have been competitive with, you have more confidence playing against them.
First down and 10. Callahan again will put Mertz in motion, this time from the left side. Fakes it, keeps it himself. And Kyler gets across the 35. And they'll mark it at the 34, a gain of a couple.
Yeah, that time, you know, the Tornado was trying to get the defense to bite on the motion. You know, the last play was the mirror of that to the other side. So hoping that defensively they would have tried to bite on that and open up some more gaps. But they were a little disciplined that time, so not much yardage, but still positive yards.
Second down and 8. No score, first drive of the game for Butler. Callahan will run. Callahan has room to the 30. Nice juke move, gets him the first down to go out of bounds at the 24-yard line, a gain of 10.
And that's, he did the juke exactly where he needs to do it. You can't do it in the backfield, but when you're in space like that, that's when you do it because you have momentum already going, the defender's back on their heels, and that's when you have to make that happen. Great job offensively here.
The offensive line seems to be doing a fantastic job on this drive, Craig, because there's been some pretty big holes opened.
Oh, absolutely. This is the best series that the offensive line has had all year.
And we have an official timeout on the field as they reset the chains. Now we're set to go.
This chain crew's not used to moving like this. So that's good. You're making everybody work tonight. That's what I like to see. Oh, they're used to setting up for punts. This is great.
Zach Slomers hustled into play this time. Chris Mertz is in a slot to the near side. And Callahan will sidestep up the middle. He goes to the 20, to the 19-yard line, a gain of 5. And that'll make it a nice, manageable third down.
Very nice.
Third down and 5. Oh, I take that back. Second down and 5. My fault. That was a first down play.
Correct. So what we need here, again, is good concentration. There's good focus right now. Mentally, they're in the game. That's what we have to do.
Callahan. Low snap ball goes through Kyler's legs. He'll get back. He'll pick it up. And they'll mark him down. They'll blow the whistle, and that's unfortunate. The snaps have been a little bit low, if there is one problem I've seen on this drive. But that time it bit him as it goes all the way back to the 39-yard line. They lose 20 yards on that play.
That's just like being penalized for like a personal foul, losing that many yards. That's tough.
Now it's third down and very long. Third down at 25.
But it's how you respond to adversity. That goes to show you what kind of athlete you are.
Let's see what the Tornado draw. Slomers will be the single wide out to the far side. Now Mitchell Wong will join him. Darren Skidmore into the backfield. Screen pass. Catch is made. Austin Rogers. Rogers cuts it up to the 35. Still on his feet. Tried to keep backpedaling to the 32-yard line. Craig, give him an A for effort there.
Absolutely.
As they get down to the 32, gain 7.
And he had a really nice set of blockers in front of him there. I mean, he keeps his feet. It's hard to say what can happen.
And fourth down, I see Emery Douthit still. He's out with concussion.
Mm-hmm.
Still on the sideline. So Butler, I don't know who the backup place kicker would be, but they're gonna stay out on offense on fourth down and 18. 5:41 to go here in the first. No score. And it's a pooch kick by Callahan. He'll kick it fielded by Michael Ryan at about the 17-yard line. He'll advance it forward to the 25, and that's where the Knights, actually 24, and that's where the Knights will go in offense for the first time tonight.
Yeah, I like the idea of the pooch kick like that. Got to get a little bit more altitude to it, though. That came out a little bit flat. So even though it was a short kick, you've actually out-kicked your coverage.
So our first look at Jack Salopek, the junior quarterback. And he'll come out in an empty backfield on first down with four wideouts. Salopek on first down. Looks to the sideline, is flush from the pocket. Now forced to throw. Intercepted! And he picked off at the 33-yard line. Good pressure by the Tornado. Created that pick by Brian Presco.
That's huge. What a big turnover. You know, you just had a little bit of adversity happen with a bad snap, and you have to kick the ball away when you've been driving the ball. And what a way for your defense to pick your offense up. And your defense knows that, hey, you know what, this offense is actually putting something together. We got to get them back on the field. That's the beauty of this sport. It is a team game.
So Butler takes over at the Norwin 27-yard line. On the interception by Brian Presco, first and 10. Callahan puts Chris Mertz in motion, gives him the football on the sweep, trying to get the edge. Mertz has a flag thrown in the area of holding, and he'll get back to about the line of scrimmage, but this will be negated by that flag, I believe.
Unfortunately.
And there's a flag on the play.
Flag thrown at the 27-yard line, so if it's a holding call, it'll go back to the 37.
Yeah, when you have a flow of the offense and defense both going out there like that, inevitably someone's going to get their hands out.
Yep, holding is the call, so it'll go to the 37.
And that was holding by the Gold Tornado.
We're at the 5:19 mark of the first quarter, no score. Butler had 11 plays on the first drive that ended in a punt. A bad snap, cost the Tornado on that one, and this time a penalty. Puts him back to the 37-yard line on the first down. Play first and 20 now. Kyler Callahan looked like he was going to run to his left, goes to his right, and he'll get back to the 30-yard line, a gain of a couple.
And right now, you know, Norwin's going to sell out for the run. That's what they're going to do. They're going to let. They figure if the Tornado want to try to pass them, they're gonna give them that. They're stuffing the box right now, trying to keep everything in tight. That's where your offensive line's got to keep doing what they're doing. Keep pushing them off the ball.
They better get going here. They have five on the play clock on second down. They get the snap off. Look for the screen. Now just keep it and run. Up the middle goes Kyler Callahan, still on his feet at the 25-yard line, dragged to the turf there. But good improvisation by Kyler, Craig. The screen wasn't there, and he just took off of the football.
And that's good heads-up running because, obviously, when he had done that, he froze the defense for a second. Defense saw the screen, read the screen, did what they were supposed to do. And with Kyler setting up the throw like that, all of a sudden everyone froze, and he just took off. It's a nice, quick decision-making.
Third down and 8. Zach Slummers will. Yep, he was going to go to the right. Now we have a timeout, I believe, taken by Butler. Some confusion. Now the play clock was getting down
yes,
there, too.
Was, and you have to do that. You know, in a situation like this, you don't want to get backed up again. So that's a good timeout to use.
One way of negating or limiting the damage that a Pitt recruit does against you is to keep them off the football field. And that's
absolutely
what the Tornado have done so far in this first quarter.
Exactly, because you're looking here. You got it's 3:51. He's only had one offensive play, and he threw an interception with it.
So, and Butler has run 14 plays so far in this first quarter. So they've done a good job of sustaining a drive. Just got to eliminate a couple of mistakes here.
That's it.
You know, those are fixables. That's fixables.
Oh, absolutely. And they're gaining confidence, which is good to see. And, I mean, outside of the one holding penalty, fortunately, we haven't taken any dumb penalties. You know, we're playing with our head in the game. That's what we have to do. If you want to win this thing, that's what you have to do. You got to stay focused for four quarters.
So the Toledo will break huddle and head to the middle of the field. Third down and 8. Ball at the Norwin 25-yard line. No score. 3:51 to go here in the first. Callahan barking the signals, takes a snap and runs to his left and spins out of a tackle. Gets down to the 21-yard line. Gain of 4.
Makes it 4th and 3. Roughly.
Yep.
So without, you know, your main kicker there.
31, that's a 28, that'd be a 38-yarder from there. I think that's well within Emory's range.
Yes. I think you just put this on the back of your offensive line and say, let's go, guys.
Let's see if Toledo can convert on 4th down. 4th and 4 from the 21. Callahan rolling to his right. Oh, under pressure, and he'll be dropped. Getting into the backfield was Gianni Rizzo.
Yep.
And he'll mark him down at the 28-yard line.
And that's kind of the snake bite we've been seeing there. You can't stop. You got to keep moving. You got to have the flow of the ball always. And when you stop, you're done.
So Norwin will take over at the 29. Started their first drive at the 24. It was intercepted by Brian Presco, and now Jack Salopik back out on the field. Empty set on 1st down. Yep, 2 men in motion, and that's not permissible, I believe.
I was waiting to hear the whoop. Two guys running like that. That is definitely not workable.
So Norwin is penalized.
But I think they're going to try to get the ball down the field in a hurry. You know, try to air out the arm here a little bit and spread the field pretty quick.
I think you're going to see the no-huddle, hurry-up type offense out of Norwin. 1st down and 15. Salopik will put 1 man in motion and hand him the football. And running with it is Ezekiel Hauser. He'll get the end. He's at the 35 and drilled out of bounds, but not before he gets to the 42-yard line. Gain of 18 on 1st down.
Real nice run, very confident run. Came out there with good strength, had the shoulder down, dipped it nicely. They able to get upfield quickly.
So it's a 1st down. Zach Slomer's the last one to knock him out of bounds. Salopik on 1st down looking to throw. Looking for the deep ball downfield. And it is caught at the 21-yard line by Billy Kirsten.
Yeah, you had Gratzmiller in great position there, though. I think he got his head off the ball just enough where, unfortunately, he was able to drop the ball and right behind him. And big 1st down.
Yeah, misidentified. That was Sean Pavlik, one of the two receivers. So Salopik forced a scramble out of the pocket, and he'll look for the corner of the end zone, and it's incomplete. Good pressure by Butler to make Salopik scramble there, Craig, and try to improvise.
Yeah, it's great pressure up front, but I'm liking what the defensive backs are doing, too. They're using a lot of speed. They're getting things, you know, messed up out there. They're not giving them really a good area to throw into. I mean, the big pass that he made here was just a lucky drop, and it could have easily been picked off.
2nd down and 10. 2:42 to go here in the first. No score. Norwin has it at the Butler 20-yard line. Man in motion is Ezekiel Hauser. He joins Salopik in the backfield. He'll roll to his right. Looking, throwing on the run, and it's incomplete. Pass too low for the intended receiver, Billy Kirsten, that time. And right there was Brian Presco.
And it's great to see. Again, our defense is flowing to the ball. That's what you have to do. You got to move to it. Now, quarterback's moving. You know, he's really, really strong to his front side. You know, he's not throwing anything, you know, really to his backside there. So when he's flowing that way, you got to be on your horse and getting out there.
Third down and 10. Hauser in motion again. Salopic, screen pass over the middle, catches made. Gianni Rizzo, he's at the 10. 5, and he'll go into the end zone for a touchdown. There's a flag, though, on the play at the 19-yard line. So let's, again, in the area of holding.
Way we're coming in there, though, boy, we were full head of steam coming at him. I'm hoping there's not a roughing the passer or one of these NFL phantom calls coming on here.
Doesn't appear to be.
Good.
Yeah, illegal man downfield is the call on Norwin, so it will be 5 yards back to the 25. Now the near side official will head in, make sure we got the ball spotted properly, I believe. Now we're ready to go. Third down now and 15. From the 25-yard line for Norwin. Salopic in the shotgun on third down. Here comes the pressure from the end. He's flush from the pocket again. Salopic lobs one to the end zone, and it is caught. Touchdown, Norwin.
Got that right over top of Gratzmiller. He's thrown his arms up, just knowing that the ball was coming in there, but he was sort of outmanned there. And, you know, good effort, but great touchdown pass.
Yep, put it right where it had to be.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, you want a little bit of over-the-top help. Yeah, that free safety's got to be, you know, breaking on that ball quick. At least to try to get another man in the area just to try to break that concentration of the receiver up a little bit.
Right, yeah, decent coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Gianni Rizzo with the touchdown grab. And a tornado jump offside on the extra point. So they'll re-kick. Five plays on that drive. Couple penalties thrown in there. 81 yards. And that touchdown comes at the 2:23 mark of the first quarter. Carter Breen, the kicker for Norwin, with the extra point, and it's good. 2:23 to go in the first. Norwin 7, Butler nothing. This is Butler football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
I'm Richard Petty, and I just wanted to let you know that Richard Petty Motorsports is honored to partner with the U.S. Air Force and proudly display the Air Force logo on our number 43 car. I'd like to take the opportunity to thank current and past airmen for all you do and sacrifice to allow the rest of us to live freely. And to you young men and women looking to be part of a winning team, go see an Air Force recruiter today.
In Butler, see Master Sergeant Jordan Banzen at 101 Clearview Circle or call 724-787-3436.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
Five plays, 81 yards. Jack Salopic to Gianni Rizzo makes it 7-0 Norwin. Good pressure by the Tornado defense, Craig. They just can't quite get to Salopic. They're going to get him at what, some
oh,
point.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they're really putting some good heat on him from the outside there. I like the corner blitz last time. That was very nice to see.
Zach Slomers and Stephen Green back to receive the kick from Carter Breen. And this is a high kick taken by Green at the 4. He's at the 10, 15. A little stutter step gets him to the 18-yard line, and Butler will have to start a little bit deeper. They started their first drive, though, at the 17, drove it all the way into Norwin territory before that drive stalled. So let's see if they can do it again.
You know, going back to that last play, though, the touchdown play, you know, when you blitz off the corner like that, you are going to leave your outside man sort of one-on-one. So, you know, he's really then not going to get that over the help top, or over the top help, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he's kind of out there on his own. It's a tough place to be. That's where that corner, though, coming in, has got to make the sack. You got to get that guy.
No doubt. Kate Gratzman with pretty good coverage, but a perfectly thrown ball by Jack Salopik. Kyla Callahan on first down. Puts Zach Slummers in motion, fakes the football to him, hands him. He'll take off himself. Oh, he has room. He's at the 30, 35, 40, 45-yard line and out of bounds near midfield. Kyler Callahan racking up some yards.
And he wouldn't be able to do that if the offensive line wasn't staying on their blocks.
They mark him out at the 48-yard line. So that's a 29-yard scamper.
And it's good doing some of the misdirection as well. You're making that defense really kind of stay flat-footed for a second.
See if the Tornado can keep the drive going and finish one here. 2:10 to go in the first, 7-0 Norwin. From the 48, first down.
Oh.
Low snap, Callahan up the middle he goes into Norwin territory. And he'll be tackled at the 48-yard line. And that's a gain of 4.
We had a pretty pronounced flinch by one of our offensive linemen there, and but fortunately the ref didn't call it. So
we'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Take any break we can get, right?
Yeah, we get enough to go against us, so I'm not going to say anything.
Gianni Rizzo caught the touchdown pass, got up slowly off the field. The officials checking on him, make sure he's okay. He's still on the field. Callahan with 91 yards rushing so far. Thank you, John. Second down at 6. And Kyler will run again. He'll go around right in. Puts his shoulder down, a flag thrown at the 45-yard line. And, Craig, you say it's holding.
It looked to be. Hopefully I'm mistaken. But I'm not. Dang. That's a tough one.
It looked like he was going to get to that first down marker, but it closed up quickly. But the 10-yard penalty puts it back into Butler territory at the 45-yard line. It'll be second down and 13 now for the Tornado. They trail 7-0. Clock moving here in the first. 1:23 to go. Noah Sespico, one wide out. Cade Gratzmiller to the near side. Zach Slomers goes in motion. Fake the handoff. Oh, and Callahan has some room. He's at midfield. Cuts it into Norwin territory down to the 44-yard line. So a nice gain again. 6 and 11 yards.
And that's what you got to do. You just got to keep moving. But what was he running into? He was running into his offensive lineman almost 10 yards down the field because his offensive line is moving. That's great.
Third down and 3. See if the Tornado can convert here. Looks like it might be the final play of the quarter.
Oh,
Kyler drops the football. Does a good job, though, and Craig and picked it up. His awareness got him to very close to the first down, to the 43-yard line, shy by a yard.
Yes, that was tough. It was a low snap, but he pulled his head up. You know, he's kind of looking downfield before you get the ball. It's always ball first, base second when you're playing any type of ball sport. You got to get that ball in your hands first.
And that will indeed, I believe, be the final play as Coach Christie calling players over. So a pretty good first quarter for the Tornado. They've gained a lot of yards, unable to really finish a drive. A couple of mistakes did them in.
Mm-hmm.
Norwin with a touchdown pass to Gianni Rizzo. And that's where we stand at the end of one. It's Norwin 7, Butler nothing. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
Hey, this is Mike Franco. I'm not only the spokesperson for Robert Stevens Jewelers, I'm a loyal customer. Most recently, my wife sorted out her jewelry box, decided what is worn often and that which is not worn anymore. We dumped the not worn anymore stuff in front of Steve and said, what can we do with this? We got cash for some. The other is reconfigured on a classy looking charm bracelet. Guess you would say it's downright charming. Robert Stevens Jewelers, making beautiful memories on Main.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, 724-283-2200, or visit dmkcg.com.
Butler High School football on 10:50 a.m. WBUT.com. Also joined tonight by our friends at BTTV. The kids filming the game here this evening.
That's great.
I made it sound like I'm 100 years old by saying the kids.
Oh, those kiddos are little whippersnappers.
Those kiddos, yeah, they're teenagers, seniors in high school, most a lot of them. Fourth down and one for the Tornado as they switch sides of the field, and they'll move left and left to right. Callahan in under center with a powerhouse backfield. They'll give the football off. First down Tornado to Chris Mertz. He'll be tackled at the 40-yard line, a gain of three.
And they were shooting the gaps hard, obviously stacking deep inside there, thinking that Callahan, I like the way he went under center for that one, and I think they were expecting that quick hit. You know, it's about that quarterback sneak, but nice job getting the ball off there because, boy, there was a linebacker right in the grill.
First down and 10 for the Gold Tornado. So the Tornado convert on fourth down. Again, they'll stack it up on first down. And they give the football off to Mertz. He has a lot of room. Right up the middle he goes across the 35, down to the 32-yard line, a gain of eight.
I tell you, this Norman defense has got to be getting tired. You know, our big offensive line's leaning on them there, driving them down the field, getting the gaps open. You know, see they're subbing out some of their defensive front here.
Callahan on the night so far, 16 carries, 103 yards. So Butler changing it up here, Craig. Going to the power game, second down and two.
That's it.
Harold and Skidmore, the fullbacks. Mertz, the tailback, gets the call. He has a first down, puts his head down, takes on a tackler, and he'll be dropped at the 27-yard line, but they'll move the chains again, a gain of five.
And this is what you got. This is what I've been kind of harping on all year, what I wanted to see. Just put these big drives together. I don't care if it ends up being a 10-7 ball game. You know what? You keep the other offense off the field, they can't score.
Again, they'll stack it up. How do you like to have Harold and Skidmore as your guides through this offensive line? Mertz gets the call again. Spin move out of a tackle across the 25, down to the 23-yard line. 22-yard line, a gain of about five again for Chris Mertz.
I'll take that every play. And the great thing is, I mean, Mertz is feeling the pressure. He knows when to do the spin. Some guys will spin too early and then actually spin right into a hit. But he did a nice job because he felt the grab coming to him there, spun away from it, and picked up an extra yard or two.
Second down and five. Mertz call again. And he'll be tripped up over the 20, down to the 18-yard line, a gain of four, just a bit shy of the first down marker. Needed to get to the 17. He's at the 18.
Wow. Great job. And if you look right now, you have all 11 men within about 3 yards of the line of scrimmage here defensively. I mean, this is one of, if you can sneak a guy out of pattern super quick and just dip it to him. But you know what? You got this working right now. Stay with it.
Third down and one. Mertz will get the call again. He puts his head down, scorched through, and I think he has a first down. He does.
Yep.
To the 21-yard, or to the, the 16-yard line, a gain of two, and that's enough for a first down.
Great second effort there. you know, getting hit early, but just keeping the legs driving, keeping the body angle going forward, and you're going to pick up that extra yard.
This will be the 10th play of the drive coming up. Norwood leading 7-0. We're in the second quarter, 9:16 to go. First down and 10, though, for Butler at the Norwood 16. A little misdirection handoff to Darren Skidmore, and Darren gets to the 15, almost to the 14-yard line, a gain of a couple.
Well, it was a nice little change up there, but I think they were waiting for that one. Skidmore didn't have much room to go, but still a positive gainer.
They'll give him a gain of a yard. They put it right at the 15-yard line. Second down and 9. Callahan back in the gun, takes the snap, goes up the middle, and he'll move it down to the 11-yard line. Gain of 4, brings up third down.
Very good pickup. But, I mean, obviously there's so much more we can see from up here than you can down in the field. But if he would have looked to his left, he might still be running.
Godfrey Panzarello hustling out there. We have Nate Cornerby out there as well on that right side. Center is Trevor Moore. Hustles to the football. Third down and 5. And again, Kyler took his eye off the football,
yep,
and it's fumbled. And it's a scoop and run for Norwin. And a good job to come back by Chris Mertz to drop the player who had recovered the fumble, and now there's a whistle.
Yeah, you got to keep your eye on the ball. I mean, this is basic T-ball stuff. Keep your eye on the ball. You know what? You're better to have the ball and take a loss right there than to just take your eye off the ball. I know you want to make everything happen, but you got to be disciplined this way, especially when you're that close to the end zone.
So Norwood will get it at their own 45-yard line. And that's a shame because that was a 12-play drive again.
It's awful. Definitely awful.
Jack Salopik puts a man in motion. That is Ezekiel Hauser. Fakes the football to him and will run it himself. And Darren Skidmore will wrap him up at the 48-yard line, a short gain of 3.
Yeah, Skidmore did a really nice job getting off his block there, seeing the run that he was tucking it in. Did a nice job slowing him down for just a minimal gain.
Second down and 7. The defense, again, will have to rise up here if they can and get that football back. On second down, looking for the deep ball. Salovic down the right sideline, and it is caught. A flag is thrown, but into the end zone goes Billy Kirsten for the Norwin touchdown, and I think it'll be a pass interference call on Butler anyhow.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Our defensive back knew that he was beat, and, you know, worst case scenario, the guy catches it and goes in the end zone, which is what he did. You know, in that scenario there, you get the penalty, but they don't have the touchdown. So. But you got to do something instead of just giving it up. So,
but what a ball thrown by Jack Salopik. He put it right on the money, and Kirsten Weather, kind of a one-arm grab, it looked like that.
Mm-hmm. It was a very athletic catch.
On for the point after try is Carter Breen. So Billy Kirsten with the touchdown grab. And that was 52 yards. High snap. Good hold. The line drive kick is through. So at the 6:59 mark of the second quarter, it's now Norwin 14 and Butler nothing. This is Butler football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
That frightening sound is one we hear quite often throughout the day. Our heart quickens and immediately we wonder what happened. A medical emergency can be frightening. Every tick of the clock crucial. And that's why Butler Ambulance Service is dedicated to be there with every ounce of care possible. Butler Ambulance Service is within minutes of providing you or a loved one with treatment and transportation. Call 282-9595 to find out more. Butler Ambulance Service is a phone call away from serving you.
Back at Butler High School, 14-0 Norwin as Jack Salopik connects on his second touchdown pass of the night to Billy Kirsten. Actually, the first one to Billy Kirsten. The first touchdown went to Gianni Rizzo. Out-of-town scores, thanks to Eddie the M checking in here tonight. North Catholic all over Mount Pleasant, 42-0. Knock trailing Montour in the second quarter, 15-14. Pine Richland, 28. Central Catholic, 7. And North Allegheny with an early lead. Excuse me, Seneca Valley with an early 6-0 lead over North Allegheny. Penalty on the kickoff. Onside kick try by Norwin. The ball is free, and it's still loose, it appears. And Norwin will get the football at the 42-yard line.
Are you kidding me? I mean, you got to just think. Okay, they have a short field to work with here. Do you think they're going to onside kick? Wow.
Yep, the kick ends up only 3 yards.
Yeah, because if nobody touches it, it's going to be our ball, and they're going to be penalized if they would have illegally touched it.
So the onside kick successful for Norwin, and the Knights will head back out on offense. And you know, Craig, what they're going to try to do on first down.
Oh, absolutely. It's what I would do. Go deep.
And we have a delay of game call. Play clock down to zero. A little bit of a surprise there. Are they going to say the clock was not reset? Nope. Well, we have one official that marched off the 5-yard penalty, but now the referee having discussion with one of the back judges. So the discussion continues. Now the referee will head to the open part of the field. And it is a delay of game officially. So the Knights penalized back to the 47-yard line. And I believe Coach Dave Brzeski would like a explanation. He gets, I guess, a satisfactory one as he slaps his hands and walks away. So now from the 47-yard line, it's Norwin ball, first down and 10. Ezekiel Hauser goes in motion. Over the middle they go. Catch is made by the tight end, Tanner Krekovich. And down to the 10-yard line, inside the 10, down to the 9.
Just ran right down, nice little seam route, right down the middle of the zone. Defensive backs were all spread out, and nobody there to cover them. Great place to place the ball.
So down to the 9-yard line they go. 38 yards on that pass and catch. First down and 10. Play action, bootleg to the near side. Salopik throwing on the run. Catch is made, touchdown. And going into the end zone is Sean Pavlik.
Did a nice job turning it to the left side there, just rolling out nicely, very calm. Very nice throw.
9 yards on that pass and catch. So Salopik spreading it out here tonight. Rizzo, Kirsten, and Pavlik all have caught touchdown passes for Norwood. And it would be Carter Breen on for the point after. So the onside kick successful. And the Knights put points on the board. Looking to tack on here to make it 21-0. And the extra point try is inside the right upright and good. So at 6:36 of the second quarter, it's now Norwin 21 and Butler nothing. We'll take a quick timeout. Back with Tornado Football here on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on Careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
Lovely Express, get a car, wash and cook, city. Drive in, drive out, it's that easy. Check your oil, check your fluids, and get you clean. Fast, friendly service for cars, trucks, and SUVs. Wiper blades or filters, check your tire pressure. Locally owned, nationally known. No appointment necessary. Lovely Express, get a car, wash and cook, city.
Back at Butler High School, Ron Willison along with Craig Lucas here on WBUT and also on BT TV tonight. 21-0 in favor of the Norwood Knights. And the kick goes in the air to Zach Slomers. He'll take it at the 7. He's at the 10-15. Escapes a tackler there. Flags all over the place. Slomers free. He's at the 40. The kicker comes up to make the stop at the 45-yard line, but a lot of hankies on the field.
Yeah, that's tough. You know, that definitely is not going to go in your favor when you see that many flags down. At least not as a return team.
One flag thrown at the 23. The other thrown all the way out at the 33 or 34-yard line. So they'll holding against Butler right at the 20-yard line. So this one will go back to the 10. So Butler will start in the hole here. First down and 10. Norwin 21. Butler nothing. 6:24 to go in the half. Austin Rogers, one wide out. Mitchell Wong, the other on the far side on first down. Callahan will run it forward to the 15-yard line. Still, the ball came free, and a whistle is blown. Hauser ran it in the end zone. And I guess they blew the play dead. They marked them down at the 15-yard line, so he gained 5.
Must have stopped his forward progress there. Henson looked like he was a little dinged up on the play, though.
Yeah, he's going to have to come off the field. Sam Enslin, the senior. Yeah, he's just ticked off. He'll be all right. He'll be back out there in a play or two. Sideline warning against Norwin.
They've yet to move the down stick. Oh, there they go. Now they're moving.
They put it at the 15-yard line, second down and 5. Callahan on the keeper again. Tries to get around the right end. and will get to the first down marker right at the 20-yard line. That's enough.
We'll keep taking those five-yard chunks.
Run out of bounds by number four.
6 minutes left here in the half. You know, you still have time to make something happen. You got to get a score on the board here.
First down and 10 from the 20. Wong and Austin Rogers, the wideouts this time. Kyler Callahan running it forward over left guard, and he'll get across the 20 to the 22-yard line, a gain of a couple. The interior of that line, stuffing things up. Christian Kubaka, a senior middle linebacker, making the stop there. Second down and 8.
Yeah, I'm seeing a little bit of sloppy habit creeping back now. In the beginning, they were really firing off good. Now they've gotten a little complacent. They're doing like a lot of chicken fighting, you know, out there pushing with their hands. They got to drive their feet. They got to stay within the body of the defender. You can't try pushing them away.
Second and 8. Callahan looked to his left, cuts it to the right. Gets the edge. He's at the 25, 30, out of bounds at the 31-yard line. And that is enough for another tornado first down.
And that's good. That's what you got to keep doing, is getting that edge. Nice thing is, you know, that Norwin really has not done a good job with contain here tonight. And it's great to see the tornado know how to exploit it.
Billy Kirsten drove him out of bounds. 21-0 Norwin, 5 minute mark here of the second quarter. Empty backfield, man in motion. The fake, and Callahan was hit in the backfield by Gianni Rizzo. He's having himself a nice game. Knocks Kyler down at the 28-yard line, a loss of 3.
Now, fortunately, we haven't seen too many of those negative plays here tonight outside of the penalty or bad exchanges there, yes.
Yeah. Second down at 14. Handoff, Chris Mertz. And up the middle he goes to the 35, out of the 35 to the 36. A gain of 8 for Chris Mertz. Makes it third down and about 6.
Third down and 6 for the Bulls.
Seventh play of this drive coming up.
It's a big down here.
Clock moving at 3:42 now of the second quarter. Third down and 6. And a delay of game or a timeout?
Yep.
Timeout taken by Butler.
There was 1 second left on the clock.
Second timeout of the half for the Tornado. Stay tuned up at halftime. Our Trib Live High School Sports Network halftime show coming up. As I'll recap things from last week. Cannon McMillan, a winner last week over Hempfield. North Allegheny beating Mount Lebanon last week, 34-3. Pine Richard, as we mentioned, knocked off Norwin, 44-7. We've had some early scores here tonight. Seneca Valley at last check beating North Allegheny 6-0. Central Catholic losing to Pine Richland, 28-7. Boy, Pine Richland just continues to roll on.
Mm-hmm.
Third down and 6 for the Tornado out of the timeout. They have one remaining. Trevor Moore leads him to the line. Anthony Scardina out there on that left side. Third down and 6. Callahan puts Chris Mertz in motion. Option to the left. Looks back to the right. Fires it downfield. There's a hold. I cannot believe
it. There it is.
There's the flag.
Yep.
And intended receiver Austin Rogers, but you saw the jersey pull by Billy Kirsten there.
Well, and a little bit of Bucko Bronkin there. I mean, he had him around the neck there in a pretty much of a headlock.
So the pass interference call, penalized from the line of scrimmage. 15 yards out to near midfield. Actually, right into Norwin territory to the 49-yard line. And you're going to get that, Craig. I mean, took a shot downfield.
Absolutely.
And you get one going your way.
Right.
Noah Sespico to the far side. Mitchell Wong here on the near side on first and 10 from the 49. Man in motion is Logan Donald. Play action to him. And Kyler Callahan will take a couple of tacklers with him. Kept his feet moving, Craig. What a hard run. And he's knocked down at the 46 after a gain of 3.
Well, he dropped his hips down. That's it. I mean, all your power comes from your hips. So he's dropping it down. He's getting that body lean forward, taking his front shoulder down. So all his momentum is going to go. As they're tackling him, it's actually going to drive him forward. Good body mechanics.
Clock continues to roll here. Butler looking for some points in the first half on offense for the first time this year. Second and 7 from the Norwin 46-yard line. Callahan surveys things, across the 45 to the 43-yard line. Keeps it moving, down a gain of 3. It'll be third down at 4.
But each time he's going down, when he feels that pressure around him, when he feels that the tacklers are really closing in and getting latched onto him, though, that's when he does. Brings himself low. He's almost like submarining in there.
Trips to the left side on the far side of the field for Butler on third down at 4. Keeper up the middle. And, you know, he runs into a wall there, but dives forward. He may have enough foul. He'll be just shy of the first down. His knee down at the 40-yard line, Craig, needs to get to about the 39.
Well, with only a minute 50 left, that's how you go for it.
Yeah, they'll definitely go for it.
Oh, yeah.
Dennis Goodwine hustling out onto the field for the Tornado as Sam Enslin comes off. Fourth down and 1. Callahan with the keeper. And he'll be, oh, he shakes the tackler and may have enough for the first down, Craig. Depends on the spot. I don't like the spot on this near side. Sure looked like he got further than that.
Yeah, he got that surge forward, but then they did bend him back, but after he'd already gotten to that first down marker. Yeah, that's definitely not a very generous spot.
Not a very favorable spot at all. Are they going to at least measure it? No.
No.
So Norwin takes over on downs after another long drive for Butler. This one went 10 plays.
You figure we started in such a deep hole, too.
Yeah, back at the 10-yard line. First down and 10 for Jack Salopik. Salopik steps up into the pocket, fires downfield, has a man, catches May, Tanner Krekovich, and he'll be tripped up, but not before he gets down all the way to the 19-yard line.
I mean, that's tough call there for Mertz because he was definitely beat, but the thing is, he hasn't given up. You know, we saw it with the fumble that Callahan had down here earlier.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't give up. He stayed
right
with it, made a nice tackle down there. Here he did the same thing. He was beat on the play, but you know what? Once the receiver got the ball, he got into his legs and brought him down.
Salopik put the ball right on the money. First and 10. Here comes the pressure. Out into the flat. Pass is incomplete. Low. That was a long throw.
It definitely was.
Didn't look like a long throw yard-wise, but across the field. Pass intended that time for Sean Pavlik. Second down and 10. Stops the clock with 59 seconds to go in the half. Butler trailing 21 to nothing. And Norwin taking their time. 9 on the play clock. Salopik again steps up. He's under pressure this time. Looked like a lot of holding going on as Salopik will be run out of bounds at the 14-yard line. Gain of 5.
Yeah, we definitely were closing in on him there, and Hunter Neff looked like he was going to have him. That's where he's got to learn his body control and just dive. You know, you just got to dive after a guy. And, because Salopik did a nice job getting out of that backfield.
Third down and 4. Salopik looking for the corner of the end zone. Leaping try, and it's incomplete. Intended for Tanner Queen that time. Good coverage by the Tornado.
Yeah, Stephen Green there. Did a nice job. Good to see him out there.
Stops the clock with 48 seconds to go. Makes it 3rd and 4. A flag, though, on the field at the 21-yard line. Holding against Norwood. So the referee asking Coach Christie what he'd like to do, and he says penalize him. He'll accept it. So set the Knights back 10 yards from the spot of the foul back to the 31-yard line. Third down and long. 3rd and 21. And a hard count by Salopik draws the Tornado into the neutral zone for a encroachment call. So we'll give back 5. Down to the 26, 3rd down and 21 now. Two slot receivers and 2 wideouts in the pattern with a tight end out there. And that's Tanner Krekovich. Third down at 16, and now there's some confusion, it appears, on the Norwin side of the field. And they'll burn their second timeout of the night, of the half, with a 21-0 lead. So the Tornado in this first half, a ton of long drives.
It was good to burn the clock, but you have to get something for it.
Yep, they went on a 12-play drive, and 11-play, couple of 11-play drives in that first half. As I mentioned, coming up, halftime, Shrib Live's High School Sports Network halftime show. Pine Richland and North Allegheny atop the conference tonight, coming into tonight's play at 4-0. Actually, Pine Richland 3-0, NA 4-0. Seneca Valley right there at 3-1, Central at 2-1, and Mount Lebanon at 2-2. Third down and 16 as we resume play from the Butler 26-yard line for Norwin. Salopik changes the call. Tanner Queen goes in motion, steps up into the pocket, looking over the middle, and it's incomplete. Pass low for the intended receiver out there, Billy Kirsten, and it'll bring up a 4th down. Looks like the field goal unit coming out for Norwin.
Some pretty decent pressure coming up in his face there. Forced him to make that throw a little bit earlier than I think he wanted to, and it just kind of dropped, like you said, straight in front of the receiver.
So on to attempt a 43-yard field goal is Carter Breen. from the left hash. Good snap and hold. Kick is low and will not make it. It'll fall short, and the Tornado will take over with just 38 seconds to go here in the half. So at their own 26-yard line is where they'll start. So a bit of a win there for the Tornado.
That was good, keeping points off the board.
And now this is where you need to be able to get the football down the field quick, Craig, and you got to take some chances here.
Right. That's where you almost want to see Presco come in here, because it seems like he's got that good strong arm, that accurate throw, that, you know, 38 seconds. That takes, you know, some pretty good shots down the field that way. Because they keep it on the ground, I think they're just content to go into the halftime.
Yep. Let's see if Kyler put Chris Mertz in motion and keep it himself. Faked it to Mertz. The ball is popped up, and it's going to be scooped and into the end zone for a Norwin touchdown.
Yeah, that's
And Callahan had his helmet ripped off his head. And running it in was Ethan Nelson. That was a looky what I found.
Mm-hmm.
And the point after from Carter Breen to happen here. There's Nolan Shy, one player, hustling out onto the field. And Breen's extra point is true. That'll make it to Norwin 28 and Butler nothing. What can you say? That's a good break for Norwin. They made the break themselves, though. Ball popped up right into the air, right into his hands, and he just took it and ran.
Absolutely. Be very opportunistic.
That's a great way of putting it.
Thanks, Ron.
You're welcome, Craig. That was very well worded. We keep it here as we have just 30 seconds to go. And we may see Brian Presco now because Kyler looked a little shaken up as he came off the field. And he did look like he was wrapped up pretty good high.
What we've seen, too, that Brian has been able to run. You know, in a couple series that he has been in, he's a very elusive runner, too. Got a very strong arm, though, and again, throwing from his left side. Just gives it a little different dimension for that defense to look at. So I think that it might work to our Tornado's favor here.
So Breen tees it up at the 40-yard line. Stephen Green and Zach Slomers await the kick. Taken at the 4 by Slomers at 10-15. The left hash, he's at the 20, trying to get around the far sideline and will be spun to the turf, but not before he gets it out to the 21-yard line. And Butler may be just content to take a knee. 22 seconds left. Let's see who heads out. And
Presco is going out now in the quarterback position.
Brian Presco, a 6'2", 175-pound junior, southpaw, will finish up the half. So Brian Presco in the shotgun on first down. Hand it off. And Chris Mertz puts his head down, takes on a tackler at the 25, knocks him on his butt. That was Darren Skidmore, my apologies. Skidmore with a nice hard run out to the 25. Gain of four.
I think it looks like they're heading to the locker room, though.
Yep, that will be the final play of the half. So the Knights, as Craig mentioned, opportunistic a couple of times in the first half. Jack Salopik with three touchdown passes in the first half as well. And they'll head into the locker room with a 28-0 lead at halftime. We'll take a timeout. This is Tornado Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.